Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Simple Biz 360 podcast. My name's Jeff Mason. I'm going to be your host for this quick five-minute episode. We're on Rumble, IGTV, and YouTube TV, as well as 28 audio platforms. Our URL is simplebiz360.com. Our book is in three formats on Amazon, or you can get it through our website, SimpleBiz 360 Timeless Business Tools. So today, we're going to ask the question, is your business OTP or ITP? So what do we mean? Well, you know, is your business one of these companies that's affected with this, like, just this cloud that says, hey, we've been doing things fine for so many years, so many decades. We don't want to change. We don't want to invite newness. We don't want to revise things. It's too much time and effort to, you know, modify things and bring in new ideas and get consultants or read books or, you know, take courses or go to these online presentations that can help us grow our company in different directions. You know what? We're fine the way we are. We're complacent. And there's so many companies that unfortunately adopt this mindset because the other side of the fence is chasing best business practices and spending the time and effort rolling the sleeves up and trying to embrace this. So you have this culture that, you know, if you look at any major city, it has an outer perimeter like highway that circles the city. So instead of living your business life outside that perimeter and exploring newness and best practices, companies tend to withdraw and they stay confined to inside the perimeter. I've worked for so many companies. I've worked for 36 companies now in 9 different industries over my 35-year career, and I get a chance to work for so many of them because I have a sales agency. So it's kind of like an MBA, to be honest with you, when I really sit and dissect what's going on after working for so many of these companies. Well, in working for so many of them, there are so many that have this mindset inside the perimeter, and it's kind of like if you lived in Pleasantville, you get this case of Pleasantville-itis. And you know your office is there and you never want to breach out beyond that point. And it's really a shift in mindsets. And, you know, to some people, continuous improvement's been part of their business DNA for decades, and this seems like a really old, tired subject. But to so many companies, they just don't roll out the welcome mat. They stay inside the perimeter. They stay withdrawn and small and secluded, and they continue to latch on to what, in many cases, are not best practices. And in many cases, customers are very, inquisitive as to why there's not a can-do attitude at these companies. Like you see on the wall right here, this attitude challenge that we throw up there, we say, are you flexible? Are you willing? And are you creative enough to expand your horizons and serve your customers better? It's, you know, getting the case of stinking thinking it never helps a company get out of the rut they're in. And you know what we know beyond a shadow of a doubt based on this study from the 80s is that when customers feel like they're not getting your best, when they aren't happy with the service they're providing you, 26 to 27 of them are never going to open their mouth. They're never going to share this feeling with you. They're not going to tell you about it. And guess what? They just, after the transaction is done, 91% of them leave. They never come back. And maybe this is why you're always reinventing lost customers, is because you got a case of the stinking thinkings, right? You just don't get out of that. So we invite you to think outside the perimeter, open yourself up to new horizons and revisions and modifications and ways to serve your customers better. The experience economy, is just churning up and spitting out people right and left that don't realize that you're being judged by many of your customers, not so much on the product anymore. It's on how you go about providing the product or service. So cool band we're going to leave you with today. It's kind of, I heard him sing a song about stinking thinking and drinking. I happened to get together with a buddy of mine in the late 70s. We drove down to the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, which a lot of times you just gassed up and went down to the pony and you saw who was there. Well, we ran into this guy from Millburn, New Jersey, who was kind of part of this E Street band network with Bruce Springsteen and everybody. And it was Bill Chinnick and the Bill Chinnick Band. So we're gonna leave you with a great tune, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, by Bill Chinnick. And he actually does it in the kitchen, and he's on a television interview here. Does it with a country artist named Dick Curlis. Really cool version of Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And you know what? We don't want any more stinking thinking for any of us. We need to expand, look to new horizons. We will see you in 168 hours.